This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're learning more tonight about just how involved then-President Obama may have been in the months leading up to the 2016 presidential election as the FBI's Russia probe expanded. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herrod shows us the evidence tonight.
Those texts, totally candid, unvarnished, have just raised an awful lot of questions.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson's Government Oversight Committee released an interim report including the FBI text messages that draw new connections to President Obama. In September 2016, 2 months after the FBI closed the Clinton email case, and 2 months into the Bureau's Russia probe, then-FBI agent Peter Strzok texts FBI lawyer Lisa Page using Bureau shorthand. Talking points for Director Comey? Page replies, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. It's not clear whether Strzok and Page are referring to either investigation or something else. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, at the height of the FBI's criminal email case, President Obama insisted he was not in the loop.
I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line and always have maintained it.
In then-FBI Director Comey's July 2016 recommendation against criminal charges, the early draft said emails between Clinton and President Obama had probably been compromised by hackers. A week before Comey publicly closed the case, Strzok and others, including his boss, Bill Priestap, head of FBI counterintelligence, watered down the language. Strzok writes, "Hope so. Just left Bill Priestap. He changed president to another senior government official. The reference was then removed altogether." After the election, both Page and Strzok texted about being depressed. In mid-November, Page writes, "I bottled the president's men, figure I needed to brush up on Watergate." The next day, Page follows up, "God being here makes me angry. Lots of highfalutin national security talk. Meanwhile, we have our task ahead of us." Senate investigators question whether there's a connection to this August text, where the two discuss an insurance policy. While Strzok and Page are no longer assigned to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe, the White House press secretary said their reservations remain.
It just further shows that there is a reason for all of us to have great cause for concern in this process.
In her April 2016 FBI interview, Clinton aide Huma Abedin was shown an email between President Obama, who used a pseudonym, and Secretary Clinton that was exchanged during a trip to Russia. Abedin said the email had to be classified and then asked FBI agents for her own copy. Shannon.
I'll tell you, all this FBI stuff, Scott, I mean, are your brain bruised enough? You know, this is like what we've been talking about. All these loose threads, you pull on these threads and they just keep unwinding here. And you love President Obama. President Obama, you know, the way he said it, it kind of reminded me of Bill Clinton. I just want to say, I did not have sex with that woman. You know, it's like, come on, are you kidding me? I remember when he said that, and I didn't much believe him then any more than I do now. Because there are certain things that you don't have to say. They're just factual, and sometimes when you say it, I go, who are you trying to convince, me or yourself?
Well, like I was telling you, for, 2 weeks, Schiff argued that, you got to provide context to these things, otherwise you're going to mislead the American people. You got to do this, you got to do that, and you need to release this, our memo. Well, they released their memo, and it actually makes everything in the previous memo even more concerning to me.
Because it's all the same story. I mean, you can change the deal, but you've sensed there's commonality, right?
Definitely.
And I mean, how do you avoid it?
Well, and now you're starting to see that whole the whole web of lies type thing progress. They're forgetting the lies that they've already told.
Well, this is what happens. My dad used to say, you know, if you're going to be a liar, you better have a great memory. And the thing is that you've got the mind trust of all these government officials And it's going to be tough. It's almost like you say, well, I'll wait. You guys keep playing this out. Let me know when it comes to the big screen, because then I'll see it then and minimize some of the brain damage here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Boy, that's it. We've got a lot to talk about here. Just some, you know, kind of some general housekeeping here, because we're generous, and I've got tickets. They told me, he says, hey, Bill, do you want to give away some tickets to 1517 to Paris? We talked to the guys this morning. I hear the interview tomorrow, but I'm going to give you a head start. 1517 to Paris, The Greater Purpose, A True Story of the Real Heroes, a Clint Eastwood film. This is so cool. You might remember the story. The early evening of August the 21st, 2017, the world watched in stunned silence as the media reported a thwarted terrorist attack on train number 9364. It was bound for Paris, an attempt prevented by three courageous young Americans traveling through Europe. Remember that? The film follows the course of the friends' lives from the struggles of childhood through finding their footing in life to the series of unlikely events leading up to the attack. They all agree it was the hand of divine providence. These were, you know, kids who grew up they say there was some, you know, Christian exposure. But I got to imagine now, after all that they've gone through, realizing that there is a God and the hand of God was definitely with them and saved them. That incredible, not only them, but 500 people that were on that train. So it opens up at theaters, I believe, tomorrow, right, Scott? Does it? I think. It's in theaters. Yeah, February 9th. And an incredible story, a Clint Eastwood film. Here's these three guys that have been acting before. Now, hey, look at Clint Eastwood's the director. I mean, talk about jumping into the deep end of the pool. But a great story of heroism. And how they were able to save 500 people on this train. Incredible, incredible story. And, as I say, I've got free tickets. Do you want them? I mean, all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And, I just need, all the good information that we need to know. Of course, your name, your email address and phone number. And we will get these tickets off to you right away, because they do them electronically these days. So that's good fun. So if you want to see the movie, absolutely free. Be our guest. I mean, because that's the way Scott and I roll. We love it when you are our guest. And you get to see this movie absolutely free. And all you got to do is cover the popcorn for yourself, right? Okay. Well, good fun. So enjoy. Also, this programming note, we just found out that Rob Reiner. Yes. Rob Reiner is going to be joining us later on in today's show. We're talking about the same famed actor, director, two-time Emmy Award winner. He had an interview, a sit-down, 20-minute sit-down with James Clapper and John Brennan. Now, I understand. You say, well, Rob Reiner, Hollywood type, you know, what are we going to do? Look, it is absolutely critical in this whole situation that we have an open discussion. I mean, if we're going to be an echo chamber and just hear ourselves talk over and over again and have people of the same perspective, then we don't understand what the other half of America is thinking. Now, Rob Reiner, you know him to be very passionate when it comes to political things. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to give them the forum and to be able to speak to you. And let's hear from him and his perspective as to what's going on. Of course, we're going to talk about the, you know, one part of the Mueller investigation. Scott, we found out, you know, Mueller was, you know, he's been given such a free hand and talked about that as a special counsel. And now he's got five investigations. The Russian collusion deal is only one of five that he is addressing. And Rob Reiner is going to focus on that and talk about his interview with James Clapper and John Brennan. Of course, they have been interviewed. They've been fairly well documented on their position. James Clapper, at one point, made it clear. He said, though there was Russian meddling, he's not convinced that one vote was changed. You see, I don't know. Scott, is there any doubt in your mind that the Russians meddled or tried to meddle in the election? I mean, are you willing to? I don't argue that. I mean, there was lots of interference. I mean, this is, I mean, you kind of wonder now that the, you know, the curtain's been pulled back on this deal. There were a lot of fingers trying to manipulate things, whether, you know, you've got, you know, the anti-Bernie Sanders and the DNC, Donna Brazile, CNN, all this. I mean, all kinds of collusion and manipulation of, if you want to say the facts or at least the presentation of candidates, even just on the Democratic side, not to mention what happened on the Republican side, right?
Do you think this is the first time that they tried to do it?
Oh, absolutely not. And how many times do you think America has tried to mess into other people's politics?
All the
time.
Can
we talk about that?
I assume it's all the time.
I mean, it's like, oh, we're all so shocked. Oh, my goodness. You know, come on. You know.
Well, and that's the thing here is that you know, why are we acting like we're shocked? Now, the thing that I will say is when it all started, I would like to know how much they interfered with it, right? I would like to know what they did to interfere in things like that.
Well, it seems because like about $100,000 worth or something in some Facebook ads. I mean,
that's what I mean is what they came up with is pretty well. They only $100,000. That's all they did.
Hey, look, we have the Pentagon losing millions of dollars. I mean, you know, what $800 million? They lost that kind of money. And we have some a country come in and spend, you know, $100,000 on some ads that, did you see the ads?
Well, I'm sure I did. But the American public has to take some responsibility in this because, and this goes for both the right and the left. If all you're seeing is stuff that is videos and stuff on your news, on your social media that you agree with, that should tell you, wait a minute, you know, because there are people out there that don't agree with you. So you should be seeing that. You should, like you just said about Rob Reiner, you should want to hear the other side. Mm-hmm. Because if you hear the other side's viewpoint, it makes it easier for you to dispute that or talk back, you know, find out what they think and then try and, you know, come to a discussion that way.
Right.
I mean, if everything that you said, if everything that you said I agreed with, how the show would be pretty boring. And granted, we agree on what 90% of the stuff. But the things that we don't agree on.
Yeah, about as much as the mainstream media, 90%, I guess. Well, we got validity here. Yeah, well, you know, the challenge that we have here is to really be able to drill down on the truth and get it out of, you know, out of the realm of opinion. And this is the tough stuff because, as you say, you know, if you're in your echo chamber and that's all, you know, that's what's forming your opinion and your worldview, you run a risk here because then you're really not open to, you know, see a contravening side that could be valuable in understanding what is going on here. I mean, if the point is that we want to fortify ourselves to make sure the Russians don't do this again, you know, then there needs to be transparency. There needs to be full disclosure here as to what's going on. Instead of this boogeyman thing, and you got, you know, congresswomen and congressmen all amped up and excited and animated that, oh, my goodness, you know, Trump... you know, got elected on false premises and all this stuff, and it's gone, oh, really? I mean, you know, after everything the DNC did to Bernie Sanders and all the manipulation and everything, it's just, it's amazing that for all the things that even Hillary Clinton said about Donald Trump, we're threatening, you know, this constitutional republic, you know, how dare he and stuff. And it's like, wait a minute. And then you find out later on all the shenanigans that the Clinton machine was up to. And you go, oh, my gosh, you know. And then what really is entertaining and rich is when people come on and try to defend this. I just want to understand what's going on, you know, with the minimal amount of brain bruising. But it seems to be the order of the day. A lot of brain bruising going around.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we always love hearing from you. Okay, your opinion does matter. So get involved. We've got to, confront, to connect, and engage what is happening in our country today if we're going to get this country back on track. All hands are required, okay? even those of you that are reticent to do so, it is important, okay? This is your patriotic duty to get this country back on track, and we thank you for joining in on, you know, on the good fight. 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. David Shatokas is with us. David is a constitutional lawyer who recently wrote Constitutional Soundbites, a consolidated version of the Constitution. It's translated into modern language, making it easier for young people to understand. Kind of a novel concept. Hey, David, it's been a while since we talked, and I hope I didn't butcher your name. Your last name is Shatokas, right?
Shatokas. I think you
can Shatokas.
Close enough.
Okay.
I have trouble with court reporters, too.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. You know, they must have fun with it. But hey, look, it's, I want to talk about the Nunes memo. You know, people are getting, you know, hysterical about this and, you know, claiming some potential constitutional crisis. But you say, wait, you know, look at that. You know, we need to understand the Constitution, first of all, if we're going to claim a crisis, are we not?
That's exactly right, and that's why some folks like Senator Durbin are able to get away with using such language that's inaccurate at best and emotionally charged at worst, because people don't understand the Constitution, and that's how people get away with talking about a crisis when, in fact, we may have a political conflict in certain situations. But the Constitution is built upon political conflict. It's built upon the work to you know, check and balance other things and have in fact channel the conflict into policy in the end.
Exactly. Well, you know, dynamic tension is good. It's a positive thing. The challenge is that can we be forthright? You know, is there just too much butt covering that keeps us from drilling down to the truth?
Well, if there's one thing that the Nunes memo revealed in terms of a potential constitutional crisis is that, of course, the Constitution itself only describes and authorizes three branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a fourth branch that's operating outside the Constitution. The existence of a fourth branch of government where there's essentially non-accountable individuals that are making incredibly important decisions is something that I'm sure the founders did not envision. And so consequently, if we may very well have already had the crisis, and the crisis may be now working itself out.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know about the crisis because of the secretive nature of this fourth branch of government. You mentioned people covering their behinds, and that's what appears to have been going on more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that when people present things to a court, when lawyers present something to a court, they've already acted illegally and unconstitutionally if they're committing a fraud upon the court.
David, is it just me, or is this? I mean, this thing has the complication and the system, the engineering of this. You know, I guess let's call it the deep state. This fourth, you know, little did we know, this fourth rail of our government. That has been, you know, kind of, you know, manipulating the ebb and flow of the underbelly of our government. Wow, I mean, the different memos and, you know, the emails and all this stuff that's being revealed. Wow, I mean, they're just, you know, follow the bouncing ball here. I mean, this is quite complicated. And I got to imagine most of America going, well, I'll wait until it comes out in the movie to understand this stuff.
You couldn't write a spy novel any more complex than what actually has been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Although, frankly, it doesn't seem as though anything is really complex because it's pretty clear that the people that are touting the rule of law consider themselves to have been above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem turns out to be is what's the enforcement mechanism for people inside the government that consider themselves to be above law, and they act extra constitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seems to be the problem. And so the manipulation that has gone on in terms of in terms of acquiring warrant. And certainly there's some belief that, you know, the FISA, the whole FISA construct is outside the realm of the Fourth Amendment. The whole idea is of the Fourth Amendment indicates that there's probable cause to believe a crime has been committed for the issuance of a warrant. And when there's probable cause to believe somebody that is a agent of a foreign government, that's not a presentation that there's probable cause to believe they've committed a crime. And so the whole construct of the FISA court seems to be outside the realm of the Constitution, seems to be outside the realm of the Fourth Amendment.
Kind of amazing. You know, you get all these attorneys and everybody, you know, stepping over the crime, the only crime that we know for sure that has been committed, to try to find another crime, because, you know, it's like, okay, and they kind of expedited that in terms of dealing with Mike Flynn, but still, you know, they had to ignore that a crime was committed to unmask him in the to begin with.
Yeah, the whole concept of unmasking and the whole issue of being able to surveil an American citizen without having presented to a court evidence or some reason to believe that there's a crime, and then wind up with charging the man with a process crime because they had access to things that they shouldn't have had access to in the first place, is really, really a dangerous precedent for all Americans, not just for General Flynn.
I want to ask you about the recusal of Jeff Sessions. It seems more and more, as this is all playing out with the Mueller investigation and et al., that his recusal, when you heard about it, Trump went ballistic. And every day we're understanding more and more what has happened. It's as if, Jeff Sessions on his own surrendered his bishop, if we can talk in terms of chess, just surrendered it to the opposition with no gain whatsoever.
Yeah, and Sessions' recusal seems to have been certainly one of the huge events that have allowed this situation to go forward. And it appears that he did not inform the president of any intent to do that when he made the statement to Congress during the course of his confirmation hearings. And which case, that was, Sessions now wound up with one hand tied behind his back, and the Attorney General of the United States, who is theoretically the chief law enforcement officer, has taken himself out of enforcing the law. And this is a huge, huge problem. And I, whatever else may commend the senator, I don't think that the country is well served with his continuation. It would be appropriate to have an attorney general who's not confined by the commitment of Attorney General Sessions.
Yeah, if we're going to find the truth here, you just have your doubts even with Rod Rosenstein, even though he was the one who recommended the firing of James Comey. This all just seems, like you say, it's palace intrigue, and of course, it leads people to put on, some tinfoil hats, because you got the conspiratorial coming in as well, right?
Yeah, there's no question about that, but it, Rosenstein's or Stein's fingers are all over the things that happen in going along. He clearly signed off on at least one of the extensions on the FISA warrant to monitor Carter Page. He clearly had a long-term relationship with both Mueller and Comey. It's on the other hand, it seems a little bit complex. It seems hard to believe that some of
it seems that way. Well, we're out of time, David. Thank you so much for being with us. Constitutional lawyer David Shostakis on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy?
We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
That's what we're talking about. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, I got pairs of tickets to give away to that new Warner Brothers movie, 1517 to Paris, The Greater Purpose, True Story, The Real Heroes, a Clint Eastwood film. Going to come out tomorrow, and all you got to do is send me an email, okay? Include your name, your email address, your phone number, all that good stuff, that curriculum vitae we need to have so we can get you these tickets. And, you know, they do it all electronically these days, so it's all very cool. So, but real easy. Just drop me an email. Just say, look at Abe. Send me some passes, Martinez. I want to go see that movie. We'll make it happen for you, all right? So get that first come, first serve, all right? Just send your email to bill@billmartinezlive.com, and we will get that out to you lickety-split. Hey, I want to talk about identity theft, okay? You know, the worst thing about this high-tech world is that crime has gone high-tech, too, which is why credit card skimmers are a popular way for criminals to use tech savviness to steal our financial freedom. And here to help us out and tell us what we can do to avoid some of the pitfalls, because I'll tell you, these guys are, you know, they're so wily. I mean, they know what they're doing here. And look, you got money, and they want your money, and they're going to find a way to get to it. And you need to be aware of the risky places to swipe your card, whether it's an ATM card or a credit card. And Heather Wagenhall is with us, certified identity theft risk. Heather, always good to have you with us. Welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk. You know, what do we need to know about these risky places that we're swiping our cards thinking, okay, we're covered, but we're really opening ourselves to be more vulnerable?
I know. And we thought that the world was going to be safe again once we put those chips on our credit and debit cards. But that, those EMV chips were kind of just a fallacy anyway. It's a false sense of security because the European Union has had that protocol for eons. And the difference is they actually use not just a chip, but they use a PIN number. But when we do it here, it's chip and sign, if you're even doing that. Even though retailers have the onus of responsibility for fraud now, that card issuers have pushed it onto them, they're still having you swipe your card. And the problem with the swipe is that you're giving over your account information, your account numbers, and when you do it with the chip, it just creates a unique key. So nobody ever gets your account information when you make transactions with the EMV chip. So that's the first challenge that we have.
Well, I was just going to say regarding the chip, it looks like we've made that transition. I mean, just about every store we go to now has a chip.
It has them, but still here in Arizona, I'm finding a lot of the major retailers I'm still patronizing aren't using that protocol. They still they have some card jammed in there saying, use the swiper. And I'm thinking, I don't want to give you my account number just to buy something.
Right, exactly. All right.
So that's the first thing that we have to be aware of is that when we swipe, we're giving out our account information. So that should lead all of our decisions.
Yeah, I mean, that's no question. And the kind of information that we're putting out there, as you say, you know, do we have any privacy? Is there any privacy left anymore, Heather? I mean, this is what it comes down to. It's like,
discussion.
Yeah, I mean, do we have to bring a therapist in when we have that discussion, too, I guess?
Yes, you know. Well, you know, I do a biology-based money management show, and all my strategies are biology-based. So I can actually speak to those points because we already know what to do with our money, okay? Mm. It's not that we don't know to spend less and save more, but we just don't. We don't do what we know. We do what we do. And those pre-programmed behaviors are what get us into so much trouble.
Mm.
So when you go to places like Exterior or third-party ATMs where you pay at the gas pump, when you go to restaurants and surrender your credit or debit card, yes, these are the places that were vulnerable to skimmers and fraudulent activity. You know, you call in, let's say you try to order something online, you know, the chip does not protect you when you hand type in your account number. And that's what happens when you're on the internet. You know, anytime you surrender that card or give that number, even on 800 numbers, you know, if you are a late night infomercial junkie and you have to have the latest and greatest Ron Popeil device to make your life simpler and easier for just five payments of $39.95, you know, so we have to be aware of where we're spending and what information we're giving over, you know, because once somebody has your account number, fraud can occur in that account. And the problem that we have is we've got big financial gurus out there with national shows telling you to cut up your credit card, which is the most insane advice ever. Because if you're buying on a debit card, that money is removed from your account. You have 48 hours to detect any fraud. Otherwise, you're liable up to at least the first $50 of any fraudulent activity. And you're chasing your money. But with a credit card, you have all the consumer protections in place. So you charge on a card and then fraudulent activity occurs. Well, guess what? You get to dispute it and you have 30 days or however long it takes them to investigate to determine if it is a valid charge or not. So meanwhile, number one, you're not paying for it. And number two, you're not out the cash and chasing it. Can you imagine if you budget tightly and somebody has fraud that occurs in your checking or savings account from your debit card, and now you can't make your rent or mortgage payment, your car payment bounces, all of these auto debits, they start to pile up with the fees.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Chasing your hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm. Now, this whole skimming process, this has evolved and become quite sophisticated. Explain to our audience, you know, these skimmers, because we hear more and more about what's happening. It's not just at gas stations anymore. And this has become quite the modern day art of theft.
Absolutely. And there's kind of two different ways that they do this now. So there's a low tech, skimming way, and then there's the high-tech skimming way. So the low-tech skimming way is when you hand your card over to a therapist, like you'll say, like, you know, you're at the spa and you hand your card over, or you're at a restaurant or some sort of place where you're given your check in a little black billfold and you put your card in there and it's gone. Mm. And, you know, kids are drowning in credit card debt, and somebody comes up to you and says, I'll pay you $15 for every card you skim.
Yeah.
While you're working. And so they have these little skimmers in their pocket. They slide your card, and then they go, so it records your account information, and then they go finish the transaction at the register at the establishment that you're shopping at. So that's the low-tech way of mm-hmm. being skimmed.
But how often does that happen, Heather?
More often than you think. You know, I always walk my card up, and people are like weirded out by that. But mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I've been a victim several times just by people, you know, randomly generating account numbers, because there's numbering conventions mm-hmm. on, so it could tell whether it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
exactly.
or a different leading number. So,
right.
you know, there's the crapshoot where they come up with the fraud, or they can actually take your exact account number. And some places require your ID. So now, not only are you going to be a victim of card fraud, but you risk being a victim of identity theft at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're just giving them more information, and the bad guys are going, oh, great, this is awesome. So they're raising the bar, and, you know, we're complying with it and just exposing more of our information and, you know, forget about privacy anymore, right?
Well, exactly. It's like, okay, George, sure, here's my ID. I want to prove it's really me using this card. You think we're being proactive. And, you know, we could be creating more vulnerabilities unnecessarily, and mm-hmm. that's the bigger issue.
Right.
You know. Now,
okay, you mentioned low-tech. Let's go high-tech. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so high-tech is these card skimmers are so sophisticated now. Before, they had to use 3D printers to create a new facade on ATMs and gas pumps, but now it's a small metal sleeve, so I can take and push this card reader into the card slot itself. Mm. So you don't even know it's there. There's no way to try to pull the facade off or check, because it's now inside the machine. And I've got a little Wi-Fi tool attachment to it, and I can just sit three pumps over, and I can, you know, collect your card information. Or, you know, those keys, you see the little locks on the gas pumps and the ATMs?
Right.
That's a standard key. I remember that key as a kid because we had a locking freezer. We had one of those big freezers you could store a body
yeah.
in.
Well, Heather, we got to leave it right there. We always appreciate you coming on and educating us on how to protect our privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Strike up the band. Okay, the click lights are flying across the sky. You know what that means. Steve Evans, the movie guy from Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I did it. I didn't step on him.
You're getting better.
High five all the way around.
You're getting better.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Steve Evans is with us, live from Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world. Steve, well, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. And a wild thing happened last weekend. Jumanji, back in the number one spot. Welcome to the Jungle. This movie made about $10.9 million back in the number one position. Mm-hmm. And they think it may make close to $1 billion worldwide. It's just
really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of amazing, these numbers. These numbers are a little anemic. I mean, what's going on here? Is it waiting to exhale or something? We're not doing big numbers here at the box office.
It's a lot of it has to do with the time of year, and a lot of the movies that people have been releasing for the Academy Awards have been released. And, of course, we had a thing called the Super Bowl last weekend. We have the Olympics coming up, so that's kind of what's going on.
Is that what's going on? Because, the Super Bowl didn't, you know, the numbers-wise, not that big an audience, all things considered. I guess maybe this genuflecting knee thing that they decided to do for the last 2 years is not paying the proper dividend.
Well, I tell you what, if you happen to see the game, you did see the game, right?
Yeah, I did. What a great game.
Yeah.
Wow,
I mean,
it was a great game.
People that did tune in saw a terrific contest, and it continues to move on. And we have a couple of interesting movies this week, and I actually should go through the list here. Maze Runner was number two, Winchester number three, The Greatest Showman number four, and The Post rounding out the top five. I did have a chance to see The Greatest Showman last weekend. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
I loved it.
I loved it.
It took me so long to get to the movie. I was
off. Well, you've gone to Paris, you're Europe, you're all over the place. You've been jet setting.
I tell you, the music is terrific, the choreography, the sets, the message is great.
Yeah.
I saw it on a big IMAX screen. I thought, why has it taken me so long to get to this movie?
I had to buy the soundtrack. I bought the sound right away. I mean, it was just like La La. Well, and then I found out later, the same guys that did the scoring for La La Land, they did The Greatest Showman, so it was no wonder.
And I think we're going to hear a lot of the music because I keep hearing it on the promo spots for the Olympics.
Hey, do you hate Hugh Jackman, by the way?
He is so talented.
He's disgusting. I mean, this guy could play an eraser. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Zac Efron is good in this. I mean, Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. No.
So,
yeah.
You know, all in all, I would highly recommend seeing The Greatest Showman if you have, like me, haven't seen it. Took, you know, if you, if it has taken as long as it took me to see the movie, it's a shame. You know.
Yeah. What is it about it? I mean, that people stay. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, when I went to see the movie, you know, I P.T. Barnum, and I don't. You know, I must have missed, you know, the media buildup on it or something to even think that it was a musical. But, oh, my gosh, what a great, and the storyline and the message of The Greatest Showman that P.T. Barnum was all about that came across. I think it's great for the family. You talk about a teaching moment for kids.
Yeah. And I think that you can blame the marketing. I mean, when you don't know about a movie when, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in, you can blame the marketing. I think they missed the mark there. So anyway,
what did they think? Just, oh, you build it, they'll come, kind of thing, or you know, because I mean, you get some of the movies that are so overhyped, and you go, okay, well, you know why they're overhyping is because it's just not there. But this has the goods, and so The Greatest Showman. I mean, what are they here domestically? Almost just short of 140 million. You know, it's just rolling along. But I got to imagine the DVD sales when it comes out are going to go, you know, because that's one of these, you know, one of these movies you want in your library, I would think.
Mm-hmm, I think so, and I think it will do, you know, in the aftermarket, it's going to do very well. And it's, you know, it's not okay. It's been $300 million. That's not not a flop, but I think it could have done better. Who knows?
Right. Okay. Hey, so anything down below that's bubbling up that is on your radar here?
Well, we can talk about things bubbling up here. 50 Shades Freed is coming out this weekend.
Oh, okay. Before we get in, okay. All right. Let's go into the new stuff. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think, we should talk about this. This is the third movie about the third book in this series, of course, 50 Shades Freed. You might be asking, why do they keep making these movies? Well, they only cost about $50 million to make, and the first two have grossed almost $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
And this will do well as well. It's just the type of thing that people show up to see. And, of course, the books have been great as well. We had, it started out back in 2015 with 50 Shades of Grey, then 50 Shades Darker in 2017 last year. And now, of course, we have 50 Shades Freed coming out this weekend. Believing they have left their shadowy figures from their past behind, newlyweds Christian and Anna fully embrace the inextricable connection and shared life of luxury, just as she steps into her role as Mrs. Gray and he relaxes into an unfamiliar stability, new threats could jeopardize their happy ending before it begins. Yes, only 11% of the critics are recommending this one. And like I say, just in time for Valentine's Day, 50 Shades Freed.
Yes, just in time. Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, 50 also, Shades of your Valentine card. Okay, all right.
Of course, yeah.
I get it.
And then we have another movie, which isn't getting great reviews, but I think it is an interesting story and an interesting approach to a very terrifying event that happened back in 2015. It's called The 1517 to Paris. This is the one directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, we just interviewed the stars. They're going to be on with us, and in fact, we're giving away tickets, you know, free tickets to go see 1517 to Paris. The guys that wrote it, I mean, the actual guys, I mean, the heroes themselves wrote the book, and here they are. They're starring in the movie and with Clint Eastwood. Can you believe that?
Wild story, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called The 1517 to Paris. It's a true story, of course.
Yeah.
This is about the evening back in August of 2015. When the world watched as the media reported a thwarted terrorist attack on this train named 9364 bound for Paris. And there was a terrorist attempt that was prevented by these three young Americans that were traveling through Europe. And the film, I guess, follows the course of their lives from their childhood through their early experiences in life, trying to find their footing in life, to this series of unlikely events leading up to the attack. We're talking about, of course, Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, and Alex Garlottis. These are the three guys. And Clint Eastwood made the decision to cast these the real people in this role, which is kind of a daring decision. But from what I've heard, they pull it off. And of course, it's a wild story about how this guy boarded the train with an AK-47, 300 rounds of ammunition. He was going to shoot the place up, and these three guys thwarted the attempt. 1517 to Paris out this weekend.
Could you imagine the producers meeting He's sitting there telling the all the money guys, hey, we're gonna, you know, who's gonna star? Oh, we're gonna use the real guys, the heroes.
Guys.
What? Wait, do they have acting ability? No, these are just, you know, normal. They're not actors.
Well,
do they have a SAG card?
Well, I don't. They do now.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you had a chance to speak with them, right?
Yes. Right.
They're supposed to be great guys.
They're terrific. They're terrific men. These three friends, how they grew up, and you know, clearly when you're in this situation, life threatening, 500 passengers on board, gunshots on this train. I mean, you're looking at a slaughter of humanity here. But for these three men, and these are military guys, they're just, you know, they're in Europe, they're just, you know, sightseeing, and suddenly they have no other option. You know, they said they had no other option but to confront the terrorists. And thank God they did, because it's like, you know, Steve-O, it's one of those decisions you have to make in a second, maybe in a nanosecond. You know, you can't even wait a full second. And in this particular case, because, and they attribute it, because, you know, it was nothing short of a miracle, the hand of God that saved their lives and the lives of the other passengers.
It's a crazy situation, and
right.
Of course, you know, it makes you ask the question, what would you do in that situation? It really is an interesting...
Well, you know, as we were talking about, what happens in most cases, you get people, and this isn't to say anything, it just, everybody's wired differently. You know, and that's why you have first responders. It's like, well, we got a building falling down, 9/11, and you got these guys, you know, running up carrying equipment, going right in the middle, you know, they're running to danger, and you got other people escaping, trying, well, you know, everybody has a job to do and a function, and thank God for people who are first responders, people that run, you know, run to danger. It's incredible. It's heroic, and that's what they do, and it's just, you know, the way we're wired.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah. called the 1517 to Paris.
Oh. Yeah, it's like you, man. In the face of danger, you run to the big screen. I'm right with you. I'll give you popcorn here, you know. So
there you go.
It's all good.
All right, running into the theater. Okay, we have Peter Rabbit out this weekend. This probably will be number one. They say it should make about $24-25 million. This is, of course, the feature adaptation of the Beatrice Potter classic mm-hmm. tale of the rebellious rabbit trying to sneak into a farmer's vegetable garden. This is, of course, a story which has been around forever. And now it takes Peter takes a starring role of his own in this comedy with attitude, they say. In the film, Peter's feud with Mr. McGregor, played by Domhnall Gleeson, escalates to greater heights than ever before as they rival for the affections of the warm-hearted animal lover who lives next door, Rose Byrne, played mm-hmm. by Rose Byrne, I should say. James Corden voices
yes.
the character of Peter with a playful spirit and wild charm, while Margot Robbie, Elizabeth Debicki, and Daisy Ridley perform the voice roles of the triplets Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. This, of course, out there this weekend, 61% recommending Peter Rabbit.
For some of us, a walk down memory lane here, man. This is good fun.
Yeah,
okay.
There are a
yeah.
couple of other movies, Permission, Entanglement, Golden Exits out there, and a very interesting documentary, which is called The Peacemaker, which is about this guy by the name of Patrick O'Malley, who is a peacemaker who's worked in Kosovo and Ireland and South Africa, but he has a terrible time trying to tame his inner demons. He can find peace for everybody else, but has a hard time finding peace himself. That's out
there. Go figure that. Well, we got to call it a wrap and leave it right there. Steve Evans, the movie guy, lots to see on the big screen. Hey, we'll see you there. Bring plenty of popcorn. I'm just in that kind of mood this weekend,
okay.
I think.
Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks, Steve-O.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.